It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from 227 and Another World, Jack A. Harry. And from New Heart, Tom Poston. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hello. Hey, you. Hello there. Come sit down, darling.
Okay. We're ready to go. We're rolling now. We've had welcome to Super Password. I'm having such a good time because you guys are playing wonderfully. How about our rookie here? She's done very well. You must admit,
strong.
Very strong player. Very strong. We were talking backstage, and I made a grievous error yesterday. We have a wonderful champion playing this week with us, and I didn't even interview her yesterday. We were so anxious to get to the game. Did you notice that I did that?
I didn't, because we'd been on the other the day before when you did interview her. You're not that stupid every day. It's just once in a while.
Oh, thank you, Tom. See, when you think it's going to be nice and it comes out, you never know what's going to come out of your mouth. Do you know what's going to come out of your mouth?
I never know whether you can understand what I'm saying or not. You get that faraway look in your eye, and I say, oh, he's going again.
This is a very nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you. It's Heather.
It's what?
Heather.
No, that's the sweater.
A blend of Heather colors.
The sweater is Heather. The shirt is...
Don't keep touching me. You know what people are going to think.
Oh, please. Let's start that again. Okay. I'm going to ignore him for a little while. They're all going, yay! Can you tell us something that's coming up and what you're doing? I mean, no, you've got both shows on the air. We did mention that before when you came out, so I guess they know that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you very busy. I'm grateful that you're here. You're very busy this week.
Yeah, I'm having fun, though. I like to be busy, you know, because I've had too many days of not being busy. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know very clearly what you mean. I know intimately what you mean, as a matter of fact.
No tiki, no laundry.
That's right. Well, we're glad you're here, to tell you the truth. And let's meet Gwendolyn, our champion, and her challenger, Michael. Come on in, gang. Oh, boy. Have I got an interview for you? Hello, Michael.
Hello, sir.
We just met you, and don't call me sir, Michael. It makes me feel so
old.
It's
my southern upbringing.
Is that right? It is rather nice, though, I must say.
I used to have people make fun of me for that when I came to California, but it's something inbred, and I can't get rid of it.
Well, it is nice, and it's etiquette, and it's proper, and it is rather nice, but just call me sir, then. Okay. Tell us about yourself again, Michael.
I'm Michael Collins from Los Angeles, moving to San Francisco, and I'm newlywed, married to a beautiful girl named Anna Marika Elisabeth Vaaranen. Now, if you can pronounce that.
Are you kidding? I could say Zarvard Karakuzi and I can say anything, can I?
Oh, yeah.
Who was one of our lovely contestants earlier on. Say the name again.
Anna Marika Elisabeth Vaaranen.
Vaaranen. And it's Finnish, right?
Yes.
She's a Finnish person.
Or so she claims to be. She might be KGB. You never know.
Oh, I hope not. Welcome to you, Michael. Mercy. Now, our champion, Gwendolyn, that I so rudely forgot to interview yesterday. How can you ever forgive me? You can forgive me because you've won $23,300.
So yes.
You can find it in your heart.
I am stunned. I'm simply stunned. I can't believe it. I'm very, very, very happy.
Well, you deserve it. You've been playing marvelously. You want to tell us anything about yourself? You've told us precious little, I must say, since you've been here. You don't really want to go into it, do you?
I'm unmarried. I have no children. You know,
and she's rich.
And I'm rich.
Yes.
Make all inquiries to NBC, please.
Yes, please. Send your cards and letters to Super Password.
Please don't.
All right, here we go. Where are we? We're at the $100 puzzle level. That's where we are. Michael is concentrating on Jackie and scaring her to death. If you're ready to go, here comes your first word of the $100 puzzle. Jackie and Tom giving a clue. Jackie, please lead us off.
Brat.
Punk.
Okay, Tom.
Bratty.
Sassy.
Okay, Jackie.
Tainted.
Snotty.
Okay, Tom.
Fourth. Rotten.
Kid.
Okay.
I don't know.
You were all around it, that's for sure. The word was spoiled.
Spoiled.
Put it on the board and we don't guess. Okay, there it is. Next word, please. Show the folks at home what it is. There it is. Jacque.
Girdle.
Corset.
Yes, excellent. Very nice. Very nice. We have spoiled and corset. No, Michael's guessing.
That's obvious. It's really obvious.
Thank you, Michael. Moving right along. Nobody knows, so don't feel bad. You know?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Oh, boy. Talk about pressure, huh? All right, Jacque, you're up.
Peace.
War.
Yes. Perfect clue. Spoiled, corset, and war. Michael?
Could it be the French Revolution?
Could it be the French Revolution? Here we go. Next word, please. Boy, I don't know what it is. Oh, okay. Jacque?
Wow. Janet.
Lee?
Yes. Wow. Nice going.
I knew no one would get that one.
Whoa, that was something. All right, we have spoiled, corset, war, and Lee.
Could
Michael?
It possibly be Gone with the Wind?
Could it be Gone with the Wind? Yee! It's not?
Somebody doesn't like me up there.
Wow.
Why would it be Gone with the Wind?
Why not? It's perfect. Fits everything. Doesn't it? I don't know. Here we go. What? Everybody's shushing everybody. Somebody must... What's going on out there? Shut up, Bert. Right? Is that what you're saying? Shut up, Bert. Here we go. Next word, please. Ow. Check it.
Actors.
Actress.
Okay, Tom, here's your chance to get in here.
Part.
Role.
Yes.
Yes.
Spoiled. Corset. War. Lee. Role. Gwendolyn.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Is it Scarlett O'Hara? Yes, of course. Well, she was always being cinched up, you know. It was the style at the time. Yes, a little tiny waist, and she hated that. Okay, we'll come back in just a moment with more Super Password after this message for you. But you didn't know that right off the bat. What did you think it was? Terry out here told me that, of course, I knew that. I just forgot that Janet Leigh in the movie loved the fact that she had a 17-inch waist. That's why she did the course. What'd I say? I mean Vivian Leigh. Of course, you know what I mean. Please, don't confuse me with facts. Then she was angry later on when I went to a 20, right, Terry? Thank you for helping me with that. Now, if you could tell me what her name was again. What was her name? $200 puzzle coming up. The cash word is worth $2,000. Michael and Gwendolyn give them the clues. And here we go. First word, please. Michael?
A bar.
A saloon.
Yep, that's it. Huh. Saloon. What could that be, Jacque?
The Wild Wild West.
Is it the Wild Wild West? No, but a very good guess. Next word, please. There it is, Michael.
Copper.
Silver.
All right. Gwendolyn?
Alloy.
Brass.
Yeah. Very nice. Some alloy you got that, huh?
Yeah.
We have saloon and brass, sir.
Oh, is it a cuspidor?
Is it a cuspidor? Next word, please. Mm-hmm. Gwendolyn?
Masticating.
Chewing.
Yeah, that's the way. Saloon, brass. And chewing.
How about spittoon?
Is it a spittoon? That's what they wanted to hear.
That is a cuspidor.
I know that, but
tobacco
and pot, it has to be the word.
Okay.
It can't be a synonym
or the same thing, for that matter.
We all knew that's where it was going. I thought that would throw you, and it did a little bit, didn't it? But you could absolutely say something else that means the same thing. We have to have the exact word. You understand that. Now, Gwendolyn is leading. She's not leaving. She's leading $300 to zero. And here's the cash word. Okay. Whoa. The cash word is worth $2,000. And let's show everybody at home what it is. All right. If you're ready, Tom, Gwendolyn is for the clue number one, please.
Grease.
Oil.
Clue number two.
Sheep.
Blubber, no.
All right, here's your third and final clue.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Softener.
Lanolin.
Yeah!
I got it off the sheep. I didn't get it off the sheep. I needed more time.
Oh.
That's what I needed.
Well,
I tell you, you
are really something. That's an incredibly difficult word. I don't know how you did that, but you did it, and the clues weren't bad either, I must say, young man. With our score, 300 for Gwendolyn, Michael has yet to score. We will change places and break away for commercial and come back and play some more. Off we go, guys. If you're ready to go, here's a $300 puzzle. Gwendolyn is leading $300 to zero, Michael. If you're going to do it, now is the time. We're playing for $10,000 over there on the end game. Let's go to it. Jacquet and Tom giving the clues. Here comes the word. And there it is, Tom.
Intelligent.
Smart.
Yes. There you go. On the board, we have smart, Michael.
Could it be control?
Could it be control? Mm-hmm. Clever answer. Clever guess. Here we go. Next word, please. All right, Tom.
Smart.
Alec.
Yeah. No. Hmm. Jacquet?
What did he say?
He said smart, and he said
the
Alec.
Response. Alec.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trebek, Alex.
Yes, okay. You're right. No, you're right. It's not the word. Smart Alec is A. Yeah, it's the difference between an X and a C, I believe. On the board, we have smart Alex.
Oh, okay.
For the game, Gwendolyn, for you.
Could it be Jeopardy?
Could it be Jeopardy? Yes, it is. No, but it's not the same word. Alec is not Alex. It's a different spelling. It's not the same word.
Yeah.
Well, we have to say goodbye to Michael. You ran into a steamroller today. Yeah, it's over. It is over. And boy, I tell you, it is amazing because Gwendolyn has done it again in grand style. We thank you for being with us. We'll have some gifts for you, Michael. Good luck to you. Let's go play for 10,000, gang. No, no, this is great over here. Okay. This is number four here, right?
Aww.
Your fourth time over here. I think it is. Yes, it is your fourth time. I know it is, in fact.
Okay.
Your fourth time, we're going to give you 10 words, as you know, beginning with L through N. I mean, through U. L through U. Wait a second. Yes, L through L, M, N, O. Yes, it is. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get them all, I will give you $10,000 more. You now have $25,900. This is great. I mean, you two are a wonderful team. You know you have 60 seconds?
Brilliant.
Yes, she is. And you're not so bad yourself, I must say. Here comes your first word up there. Don't say anything yet. Okay, there it is. Okay? All right, here we go. Good luck. Ready and go.
Ravioli.
Lasagna.
M.
Big sky.
Magnificent.
State.
Maine. Montana.
N.
Nephew. Niece.
O.
Small.
Ordinary.
Liquid.
Ounce.
P.
Egypt.
Pharaoh.
Q.
Touchdown.
Quarter.
Football.
Quarter.
Passer.
Quarterback.
R.
Tear.
Rip.
S.
Hat.
Sombrero.
T.
Petal.
Tricycle.
Flower.
Tulip.
U.
Lingerie.
Underwear.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Oh, you're unbelievable. You are unbelievable. Well, I tell you.
The Big Sky State.
Oh, yeah, the Big Sky State. Well, you got it anyway. You said Maine, and then you said Montana. But when you said hat, and you said sombrero, I said, that's it. She's going to do it. You now have $35,900. You'll break away and catch our breath and come back and play some more.
Oh,
it was wonderful. Actually, clear, clean.
Just a
tear. Rip. Here we are. Back again.
$6,000.
We have, we're all very excited because it is exciting when someone goes over there and keeps knocking it off and playing so wonderfully. It's exciting. We're all, what can I tell you? I get so involved because I guess we all do that. I mean, you sit over here, you're playing too, you know, you can't help
Mike is not that excited.
Mike is not that excited? No. Well, he doesn't always get that excited. Sometimes he does. You should be excited, and our next player should be excited too. Come on in tomorrow. Let's go. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
Okay.
Here you are. Tell us about yourself before we go.
Well, my name is Tamara Child.
Tamara, I'm sorry.
I come from a beautiful small town in Northern California called Nevada City, and I cook in a local restaurant there.
You do?
Somebody's from there? I don't believe it.
Oh, that's Rich over there. Oh, come on, Rich. Straighten up. okay, so whereabouts in Northern California did you say?
About 60 miles northeast of Sacramento, in the foothills of the Sierras.
Right.
So
well, welcome
lovely.
To you.
And Thank you.
Here you go. If you're ready, here comes the $100 puzzle. We're going to take right off and do it. First word, Jacques and Tom giving the clues. And there it is, Tom. Sir.
Sambaing.
Dancing.
Okay.
Jacques. Movement.
Tango?
Okay, Tom.
I'm sorry, what did she say?
What did you say?
Movement.
Yes.
Swinging.
Swaying?
Yes, that's the clue. That's the one.
That's it. Not so easy either.
Okay.
Okay.
That wasn't so easy.
We have swaying on the board.
Could it be a pendulum?
Could it be a pendulum? No. All right. Tamara. Tamara, did you say?
Tamara.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Tom? Please.
Fig.
Newton? I'm sorry.
No, that's Wayne. Yes, I was going to say. I think Wayne we call. Jackie.
Appointment. Date.
Yes. See, you can change this. You can change this.
You're welcome, darling. We work together like a
swing date. We have Gwendolyn.
I don't know. Prom.
What?
Prom.
Prom. Is it a prom? Prom. Okay. I have to say it twice. Sometimes they're not sure. They weren't listening.
No,
I see Jeff probably is out for a break. Here we go. Next word, please. Jacques.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Yes, I mean, oh, boy is two words. We wouldn't allow that. Anyway, next clue, please. Next word. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What am I saying? Forget it. Forgive that and forget it. Tom, go on. Don't pay any attention.
Florida.
Miami?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Even with me following you up in the middle, you got it.
Boy, I'm telling you.
All right. Swaying, date, and Miami. Tamara.
Singles?
Is it singles? Okay.
Who?
Now, I think I knew this after the second word. I really feel that I did.
Yeah,
I may be wrong.
Come
we'll
on.
See. Here comes the next word now. Uh-huh. I was right, Tom. I should have said that. Go ahead, Tom. Checking.
Hawaiian. Island.
Okay, Tom.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I say? I think we can hear you. I talked on it, so I didn't hear it, what he said. I don't know. I don't know what you said, but you go ahead and say what you want to say. I didn't hear it, so.
Nut.
Coconut.
Yes. Well, he can say that. Of course he can say that.
Okay.
Sure. That's not the word. Swaying date, Miami and coconut. Tamara?
Palm trees?
Is it palm trees? Palm is the word. Tree is what you didn't need. I have that too. I've got a second one. All right, we'll break away and come back in just a moment. Go away. See you in a minute. Yeah. We're fresh out of time. I hope we'll see you tomorrow right here. Thank you so much for watching. Bye, everybody.